Title: Illinois Federal Judge Awards Treble Damages and Attorney's Fees in Kurt Vonnegut-Fueled Opinion. Content: On February 10, 2017, an Illinois federal judge determined that RBOC representatives violated an injunction issued following a jury trial on their alleged patent infringement. In a unique opinion replete with quotations from, and references to, literary works written by Kurt Vonnegut Jr., U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeffrey Cole addressed the current standards for determining willfulness under 35 U.S.C. Section 284 and finding a case exceptional under 35 U.S.C. Section 285 en route to awarding the patentee enhanced damages as well as attorney's fees. The case, RBOC Representatives Incorporated v. Meinmeier, arose in 2007. When plaintiff John Meinmeier filed suit against RBOC for allegedly infringing his patent, U.S. Patent Number 6,851,726, directed to a radial conduit coupler that may be used to link together plastic pipes that are conduits for communications lines. In early 2012, a jury found in Mr. Meinmeier's favor, awarding him $1.5 million in damages. The United States Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit affirmed without opinion, and the United States Supreme Court denied applications for certiorari from both sides. At the conclusion of the jury trial in 2012, the judge issued a permanent injunction barring RBOC from selling the infringing products and requiring RBOC to turn over for destruction all molds utilized in the production of the infringing products. In the instant memorandum opinion, the judge determined that there was clear and convincing evidence RBOC willfully violated the injunction by producing couplers that were no more than colorably different from the infringing products and for failing to turn over the molds used to produce the infringing products. RBOC argued that they redesigned the couplers to avoid infringing the 726 patent, but the judge determined that there was no evidence of such redesign. Accordingly, the judge moved on to determine Mr. Meinmeier's entitlement to an enhancement of the damages and an award of attorney's fees from the defendants, which have shown a shameless propensity to infringe, and to be very cavalier about it, despite a jury verdict and a Federal Circuit ruling. Enhanced damages under the Patent Act are governed by 35 U.S.C. Section 284, which states that the court may increase the damages up to 3 times the amount found or assessed. Shortly after Meinmeier filed the original patent infringement suit, the Federal Circuit decided in Re Seagate Tech, LLC, setting forth a 2-part test for awarding enhanced damages based on willful infringement. That test required the patentee to show by clear and convincing evidence that, I, the infringer acted despite an objectively high likelihood that its actions constituted infringement, and, 2, that the risk of infringement was either known or so obvious that it should have been known to the accused infringer. Seagate, 497F.3D 1360, 1371, Federal CIR 2007. In 2016, the Supreme Court in Halo Electronics Incorporated v. Pulse Electronics Incorporated rejected this unduly rigid test, eliminating the objective recklessness prong, and focusing instead on a subjective basis for awarding enhanced damages due to the infringer's egregious conduct. Halo Electronics, 136S, CT 1923, 1933, 2016, the subjective willfulness of a patent infringer, intentional or knowing, may warrant enhanced damages, without regard to whether his infringement was objectively reckless. The Supreme Court also lowered the burden of proof from clear and convincing evidence to the lower preponderance of the evidence standard typically applied to patent infringement. Applying this relaxed standard, the judge determined that, given the defendant's conduct, i.e., the deliberate and slavish copying, the intentional passing off, the mold metaphysics, the indifference to thread angles, the admissions of the most knowledgeable people on the defense side, the phantom and missing mold fairy, and all the rest, there is a preponderance of evidence, and even clear and convincing evidence, that the likelihood of infringement was objectively high and known to RBOC. The judge went further stating that, even under the unduly rigid standard from Seagate, RBOC's continued infringement was willful and enhanced damages are clearly appropriate. Accordingly, the judge awarded Mr. Meinmeier enhanced damages under Section 284 in the form of treble damages. The judge also awarded Mr.